and a lot of great things happening over these next couple of weeks. You know, summer is truly here, and there's a lot of reasons to go out and do something and to support local business owners and people who are really making products and selling them here in our community. And one of the best ways that you can do that is going by a vendor market and helping out there and checking out to see if anything catches your eye. There are a lot of great ones. And one that's particularly coming up is Bilger's Rocks. Beautiful setting and, of course, great things to buy as well. So we've brought on this morning Barb McCracken. She's the sitting president of the Bilger's Rocks Association. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Brittany.
So tell me, what are we going to see at the vendor market and the craft show that's happening at Bilger's Rocks, and when do we show up?
The vendors will show up at 7:30, August the 8th, and the public, it opens to the public from 8 to 4. We have a lot of different things. Cable 105 mobile food truck from employee will be there, so we'll have good eats. We have hair products. We have a lady that's going to sell lemonade, that just like the Clearfield County Fair, so I'm excited about that. Lots of yard sale items and jewelry. A&K Creations will be there also. We're hoping for more vendors. We have room for a lot of vendors. We have 170-some acres. We can set you up.
Yeah, and that's on a Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 8th.
Yes.
And I guess, Barb, the beauty of having this at a place like Bilger's Rocks is there is a lot of room to spread out, and it is gorgeous there.
It is. It is. And we are underneath the governor's guidelines for safe distancing and all that. So coming to the flea market and being outside is one way to do that and still have a good day, enjoy yourself, and enjoy the sunshine.
Certainly. And while you're there, Bilger's Rocks is a nice place to visit anytime. But if you can mix in with the ability to not just go to a craft show and find things that you might want to purchase, but also afterwards to kind of explore the rocks, even better.
Absolutely. Our rock formation is outstanding. We have lots of trails that you can walk on. So a lot of the public that does come to visit the flea market, they end up going on the trails. They'll ask questions. I will have the trail maps there that you'll be able to follow if you choose to do that. One sad thing is we have a beautiful visitor and education center that we have not opened to the public this year because of the governor's guidelines. It houses our artifacts and many other beautiful things, and we're hoping that we soon can open that up also to the public.
Let's remind people one more time, where do we need to show up? And for somebody who hasn't been to Bilger's Rocks, perhaps, where even is it?
It is on Bilger's Rocks Road at 1921, and that is in Grampian.
Yeah.
We will have flea market signs up directing you off of 219 and Greenville Pike and also in Grampian. So it'll be easy to locate.
And one more time, Barb, when is the next flea market happening and craft and vendor show?
The next one will be September the 12th, and then following that, our last one will be October the 10th.
Let me ask you this. If everything just goes swimmingly and perfectly, what would you hope to see there?
Lots of vendors. They can call me to set up, and we'd like to see lots of vendors. We'd like to see the public come, enjoy the items that the vendors have to sell, also enjoy our beautiful outdoor recreation area.
Yeah, beautiful stuff, and a great way of getting outdoors and actually getting some fresh air, and also treating yourself to something nice. I like
That's
this
great.
Idea.
I do, too.
Well, thank you very much, Barb. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, they may call me and make the reservation for vendors, and we hope the public will come and support the Bilger's Rocks Association. We are nonprofit. We do not rely on government subsidies. We are funded only by your donations and grants that we are able to obtain to run our beautiful facility, and everything there is free to the public.
All right, so you're counting on us.
Yes, I am counting on you, yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being part of the show, and thanks for spending a couple of moments with us.
Oh, thank you, Brittany. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.